We are going to invest in education and jobs for our kids.
We won with highly educated. We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated. Kick it!
Your chance to be part of the conversation. The Joe Show on AM 930, Progressive Talk, KBAI.
Well, happy hump day to you. It is Northwest Washington's only local, live, liberal, progressive program here on the Progressive Voice of the Pacific Northwest, AM 930, Progressive Talk, KBAI. Thanks for joining us here today. Hope you make us a habit, noon to one each weekday. Trump down in Mexico. We'll have to talk about that a little bit later this hour. But first, this past weekend, there was a protest action on the train tracks south of Bellingham. Guy erected a tripod and went up there, about 20 feet in the air or so, and blocked a coal train. Others then later chained themselves to that idled coal train in protest of us being used as a hub for exports of fossil fuels and to produce and exploit fossil fuels. And some of those protesters join us today, including Spencer Morgan, who was the guy who was up on the tripod. Also with us are Kyle and Max Wilbert with Deep Green Resistance. And great to have all you guys here with us today.
Thanks, Joe.
Good to be here.
All right. And first of all, let's start with you, Spencer. This obviously this took some planning.
Yeah.
How did you come up with the idea to erect this tripod? I know another group of protesters had done a similar protest. I don't know, a year and a half ago or more, down in Everett to block an oil train, and they used a tripod. Did that inspire you?
Yeah, definitely. The Delta 5 inspired me in terms of allegedly erecting the tripod.
Uh-huh.
As well as, you know, it's kind of been known to be an effective tactic and stopping things.
Okay.
Over the years.
So, I guess, why did you decide to do this past weekend? Was it just the timing is right, or had it been kind of on your calendar for a while?
I'd rather not comment on that.
Okay, I understand. We got legal issues that you'll have to be dealing with, but this is, I mean, getting up in front of a freight train is if it's a ballsy move. I mean, it takes a lot of nerve. I mean, what was going through your head as you were doing this?
To be honest, talking to you on the air is much more terrifying to me than getting up there.
Really?
Oh yeah, magnitude's more for me. Mostly, I was enjoying the view up there. I was looking over Chuckanut Bay. I used to live near Bud Bay, and I just love that area. It's beautiful. Watch the herons. I crab a lot in that bay, and just thinking about, you know, how coal trains run through there and threaten it. It scares me. So it felt very good to be up there and see a coal train stopped in front of me. Enjoying the scenery. Saw shooting stars. A harbor seal come visit me. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it is a beautiful area, that's for sure. And unfortunate that it's dissected by this rail line. But were you in touch with the railroad at all, or did they have advance warning that you would be there, or were you just depending on an alert engineer to know that you were there and to be able to stop his train?
No, you know, allegedly, the emergency line was contacted, and it was made sure that the train was stopped.
Okay.
And I could see it. I could see it stopped before I allegedly erected the tripod.
Okay. Have you done this kind of thing before? Is this the first time you've taken this type of action personally?
Personally, this is the first time I've taken an action like this. I worked, I did a lot of canvassing for the Community Bill of Rights in about much opposition to this in our community. We got 10,000 signatures to get this initiative on the ballot, and it was thrown out because of the power of Burlington Northern and Santa Fe. You know, the railroads just have more power in this community than the people living in it. And so I saw, you know, so much effort put into that, and without, you know, a whole lot of tangible effect. And I think that was important work, but I think things like this are needed to give us, you know, a little more, you know, tangible effect that we can see.
We're talking with Spencer Morgan. He was one of those arrested at that action on the train tracks south of Bellingham down near Chuckanut Bay over the weekend. And he was the one up on the tripod, also with us on the phone, or Max Wilbert. He's with Deep Green Resistance. And Kyle, another one of the folks who was arrested apparently on that action. But so you were up there for, well, you had the train stop for almost 11 hours, was it?
Yeah, I believe that's correct. I was up there allegedly for about 6 hours.
Uh-huh. And then as I understand it from news reports, they eventually used saws to cut the poles down to where to get you down low enough to where they could take you into custody.
Yeah, it looked like a big concrete cutter that must have had some sort of grinding attachment on it. It was pretty intense, throwing sparks, you know, probably like 10 feet out into the bay.
Uh-huh.
It was a pretty serious fall.
Were they careful? I mean, that they didn't, you know, drop you from that height or anything like that. I mean, as they brought you down, were they careful of your safety?
Yeah, they were, somewhat careful, but there were definitely two specific moments where I thought I was going to go over, and I heard them, you know, kind of joking with themselves that they thought it was going to go over. So they probably could have been a little bit more careful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I don't know if this is the time to ask you. Do you expect that you'll do something like this again in the future?
Yeah, probably not myself. We'll wait to see what the consequences are before it says that.
Because I suspect you went into this expecting to face some legal charges.
Yeah, of course. Not naive. I didn't. So I knew pretty much what I was getting into.
I checked your.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, you know, I'm not super eager to. Yeah. Get arrested again.
Uh-huh. I checked your Facebook page, and there were a lot of congratulatory messages on there. And has that kind of been the case for you over this past week? That have people been kind of slapping you on the back, or how's the reception been among people you know?
Yeah, most of my friends are very supportive. A few not quite as supportive. My mom was pretty scared.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
not disappointed, but yeah.
Yeah.
happy with it.
Right. Any mom that's a Caesar's son, you know, on a tripod in front of a freight train, that has to be a little disconcerting.
Yeah. She would have been fine. She probably wouldn't even heard about it if it wasn't for the paper and her friends reading about it.
Uh-huh. Well, we're glad that you're safe for sure, and you are shining a light on this industry that's as I said at the beginning is made us this hub of these exports. It's we've had some positive decisions made recently limiting that, but it's still a huge issue for our region, and one that isn't going to go away anytime soon. Obviously, the railroads aren't going to stop shipping this stuff, and as long as there's a coal port up in Canada that will accept it, they'll be rolling those trains through our community, and that's unfortunate.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So on the other line, we've got Max Wilbert with Deep Green Resistance. And Max, were you part of the planning process of this?
Yeah, I've been trying to provide support for the folks who got arrested. And, I lived in Bellingham, as you know. I've been on your show before, but I lived in Bellingham for 5 years. So I feel very much linked to that community. Still have a lot of friends there. And I've spent a lot of time down in Mud Bay and on the Chuckanut checking that coastline there. And, you know, people have been fighting against coal in this community for a long time. You know, I've been to public comment periods. You know, people, we've talked with politicians. We've worked through government. You know, we've asked them directly to stop. We've done all these different methods trying to use the democratic process to, you know, to stop this destruction. And it hasn't worked. So, you know, we've got to escalate. We've got to step things up.
Yeah, and obviously this kind of action meets a lot of criticism. People who are supportive of the industry, and they say there's jobs, and you know, this is illegal, legal stuff that's being shipped by these trains. It's a lack of respect, and it's interfering with commerce. I guess, how would you respond to those kinds of comments?
Well, the first thing I would just say is that oftentimes these projects don't bring that many jobs. You look at the Cherry Point terminal, and the number of actual long-term jobs that were going to be provided to the community was pretty small. And when you look at something like the railroad, that's often the case too. These big industrial projects often have highly technical specific needs for engineers and so on. And so they go and get the specialists who are usually from outside the community. The local people don't really benefit that much. Just looking at some of the comments that have been coming in from the public, I've seen dozens of comments, people saying that train should have just run them over, put it into notch 8, which is basically pedal to the metal, and make hamburger out of those protesters. And, you know, this is really the attitude that people have towards us, some people, and the attitude that a lot of people have towards the planet as well. Is, you know, run it over and make it into meat so that we can consume more of it as fast as we can. And, you know, so that's one of the good things about a protest like this, is that it does make it really clear. It sort of polarizes the debate. You know, it makes it clear that you've sort of got to take one side or the other. You know, either you're standing for the defense of the planet with the understanding that these industries are powerful and hard to stop and the law is on their side in the most cases, or you know, you're trying to continue the destruction.
This is Kyle here. I just like to add to that any form of commerce or industry that is based on the destruction of the planet, both localized and abroad, that industry and whatever else itself is contributing to its own destruction. If you just let it continue, there aren't going to be any more jobs, because there isn't going to be clean air to breathe, clean water to drink. You just can't live on a planet completely extracted.
Yeah, I had a great quote that I actually had gotten from a former coal train employee up in Canada, who was talking about had shipped, countless tons of coal through his career. And his statement was, you can create a lot of jobs, people putting, chopping holes in the hull of the Titanic, but pretty soon there's not going to be any Titanic left and no jobs left doing that. It's really true. Now, Kyle, were you also one of the people arrested?
Yes, that is correct. I was arrested.
Were you one of the folks that were chained to the train?
Allegedly, we were chained to the train on one of the coal hoppers, open-top coal hoppers, somewhere along the middle of this over 6,000-foot-long coal train.
Okay. And do you face as serious a charge or charges as Spencer?
So the charges that we are currently faced with are criminal trespass, second degree, resisting arrest, although I would just like to add that all the resisting of arrest was passive. There was no active tampering with police or any other form of law enforcement. And the other charge was obstructing or delaying a train.
Mm-hmm.
This train that was carrying over 20 million pounds of coal be burned.
Yeah, absolutely. And all that carbon going into the atmosphere. And is this the first time you've done something like this?
Yes, this is the first time I've done an action such as this.
Mm-hmm. And I guess what inspired you to be part of it?
I think my inspiration mainly draws from the actions of others, both indigenous communities protecting who they are and what they rely upon, as well as other communities fighting for non-human communities, people all across the world fighting for what they love. And I think a big turning point in my life was the understanding that technology and human smartness and our inventiveness isn't going to save us. We've done a lot to kill this planet and put it in a very precarious position. You know, we're on the verge of the sixth largest mass extinction, and I think people just don't understand the scale of what we're up against. And an escalation of action to prevent that sort of catastrophe, as well as mitigate anything that happens, is beyond the point of necessary.
All right. Well, our best to you as well. Same as Spencer. And you got a lot of guts to do what you did, or what you're alleged to have done. and we're glad that all you guys are safe and are standing up for our planet and making your voices heard and being a voice for many others who don't have the courage, I guess, that you guys displayed last weekend.
Thank you. I also want to acknowledge just the work that the Lummi Nation has done in stopping the Gateway Pacific Terminal and helping our community as well.
Absolutely. It's critical. And real quick, Max, do you expect more of this type of action?
Well, there's definitely all kinds of stuff going on. There was just a blockade the other day in New York of a pipeline up there. I was just watching some videos before we hopped on the phone here of blockades happening in North Dakota against mm-hmm. the Dakota Access Pipeline. You know, people are rising up all over this continent and all over the world to fight back against fossil fuels and extractive industries. And, you know, it's great to have these heroes and these people we can look up to, but I also just want to appreciate the fact that, you know, these individuals who go and do these things, they're representing huge communities, millions of people. Supporting them and backing them up. And if folks want to support the Bellingham arrestees, we're doing a legal support fundraiser. And if you go to deepgreenresistanceseattle.org, you can find that fundraiser on our blog there.
Excellent. deepgreenresistanceseattle.org.
Correct. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks to all three of you for being with us today. Good luck to you, Spencer and Kyle. And Max, thanks for the good work that you folks are doing. And, it's difficult. There are real powerful moneyed interests that, are aligned against you. But you're doing good work.
Thanks, Joe.
All right. Take care. And we'll talk again. And, we'll take a quick break here on the Joe Show. Be back with more.